Blog Talk Radio.
And good Friday morning, Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. A lot to talk about from the past 24 hours. We had a busy day in sports yesterday. Baseball making the news, football making the news, just everything going around. And of course, we are just days away now, just getting right up on the brink of the NBA playoffs. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But of course, we need to start in Kauffman Stadium last night as the Kansas City Royals get off the schneid finally. They had lost eight straight to the Oakland Athletics. Eight straight going into last night. However, they take care of business, a 3-1 victory. And as important as those three runs were for Kansas City because the bats were just dead, for the last couple of nights, they had just been absolutely dead. Jason Vargas, man, oh man, was Jason Vargas good last night. 7 2/3, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts, just cruising through this A's lineup. Through 6 innings, he was only at like 60 pitches. He was absolutely rolling in this game. And the A's could not, they had no answer for what Vargas was bringing. The fastball was coming alive. He had his off-speed stuff. He had just everything working for him last night, and that's exactly what this Royals team needed. I think this is going to provide a big-time boost, knowing that they have a man on the mound that is going to get it done, and maybe, just maybe, we see the pickup of the bats go now. In the next few days, a couple of big series coming up still at the K for the next 5 games. Kansas City has a chance to get a couple of wins under their belt and maybe even get back over 500. But again, it was the Royals 3-1 last night. A lot of small ball being played, a lot of small ball. Lorenzo Cain and Salvador Perez get them on the board early in this ball game. Both first inning base hits, scoring each other, scoring a teammate, big time scoring early on in the game. And you're not going to believe this, Brandon Moss made an impact last night. It was a tiny impact, but he made an impact nonetheless. A sac fly in the third gave the Royals their third run of the game. That's all they would need. Brandon Moss batting 0-43, but now has an RBI. 0-43. He currently has 2 RBI because of that home run early on. I think that's his only hit of the year, quite frankly. He might have 2, maybe 3 hits at all this season, but he does notch an RBI last night. And again, Kansas City gets the 3-1 victory over the Oakland A's. Thank you, Jason Vargas, for maybe pulling this team out of the fire. It's hard to say early on that a team is on the brink, but man, this team was just right there. And I still think there is a long way to go, but maybe this is the right step for Kansas City. Kelvin Herrera came in for the final inning a little bit rocky. Gave up 2 hits and that one earned run that they were able to scratch across. That came on a Rajay Davis solo shot in the 9th inning, but Oakland could not muster up the rest of the energy, and Kansas City now picks up their 3rd win of the season. If they were to get a couple more at home, it would be very nice as they would head on the road for a 7-game stretch after that. It would be nice to leave Kauffman Stadium with a 500 or above record as they head to Texas and Chicago after a couple of games yet at home. We'll talk about their matchup tonight in just a little bit. do have three games over the weekend that are going to be interesting. Nonetheless, they will be very hotly contested games. I think the Royals are going to need some big-time offense over the weekend. But again, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Need to move to the NFL. A couple of big things from the NFL. This story caught my eye this morning. A little bit of controversy in Gotham. A little bit of things being shaken up in New York City involving the New York Giants. It was released yesterday via social media that there is potential of a scam going on within the New York Giants consisting of one Eli Manning. He was accused yesterday by a former ball boy, equipment manager, whatever you want to call it, of passing off what he said were game-used helmets to memorabilia collectors. This is weird. According to this equipment manager, they were not game-used. They were Eli asked them to be roughed up to make them look game-used and then would sell them I would assume have someone else sell them and collect the profits himself. Eli Manning could be in some hot water for this. He could be in some very hot water. As small as it may seem, as you know, innocent for some, there are certain guys in the NFL, if this were to happen, they would be in some hot, hot water. And I think Eli Manning is among the top of them, especially if he was collecting that money for himself. So Peyton's little brother, that's just not where he needs to be right now, with a already struggling Giants team. They definitely don't need added distraction in Giants camp going into preseason coming up, and we are just weeks away now from training camps and OTA starting. So the Giants don't necessarily need this, but again, could be some big time trouble, for Eli Manning if this was proven to be true. Then again, it might just be a former equipment manager just trying to stir a pot a little bit. Still a lot to be brought to light about this situation, but definitely noteworthy nonetheless. It was actually front page news on the New York Daily News over the last couple of days. It has been big time in New York, even really crossing off a couple of the big national news. They were secondary stories to the New York Giants. But again, a weird situation in New York involving one Eli Manning. Some sad news out of the NFL yesterday coming out of Pittsburgh as Steelers chairman Dan Rooney passed away yesterday at the age of 84. Of course, we know Dan Rooney has been one of the most influential members of the NFL. He has been there through thick and thin, has been with the Giants now about 40 years, maybe a little bit longer. He has been with the Giants, with the Steelers for a long time, and been with the NFL. So the NFL is definitely going to miss Dan Rooney. He has kind of taken a little bit of a step back with the Steelers organization, but still definitely the one pulling the strings there in Pittsburgh. He will no longer be, as he passed away yesterday at the age of 84. Again, a terrific member of not only the Steelers organization, but a monumental member of the NFL team. The family is definitely going to, the NFL family is definitely going to miss one Dan Rooney. All right, as we close out today's show, I want to take a look at what the Royals have going on over the weekend. A three-game set with the Anaheim Angels of Southern California, Northern Oklahoma, whatever you want to call them at this point, the Angels coming to town. This one is going to be interesting. This one should be, as we said earlier, offense. If the Royals can hold up, and that's going to be the big thing. Can the Royals bats show up in this series? If they can, I really like the Royals' chances. However, if the power goes out, then there might be some big, big trouble. Danny Duffy taking the mound tonight, that bodes well for the Kansas City Royals. 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA right now. The Royals need to get this victory tonight. That would be a big step in getting the series victory. If they can get the win tonight, they could even potentially, I believe, sweep this series with him on the mound. And then you add in a couple of these turnaround players. Let's not coat them too much with what they are. But if the offense were to get going, then it's going to be a nice weekend. But on the opposite side of the coin, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, the offense is going to need to get going with these guys on the other side. The offense for the Royals is going to be big. I think this one is either going to be all or nothing for Kansas City, and that will be determined tonight, I believe, early on in this series. Kansas City needs to set the tone going into this thing. The Angels coming off of a loss, actually, last night. They took it on the chin to the Rangers, 8-3. They were knocked down by Yu Darvish. He had a nice little outing, allowing those three runs and seven hits. But the Angels tossed the ball all over the yard last night. This is where Kansas City needs to capitalize. The Angels have been terrible on defense. They created three errors last night, just absolutely throwing the ball all over the yard. Kansas City, with the speed that they have, we saw that last night, a couple of stolen bases last night. And how about that one on the pitch out? That was absolutely incredible. If Kansas City can continue to do that and frustrate this defense, it's going to be a lot of fun in Kauffman Stadium the next few days. So, again, if the Royals keep up their offense, then we may see a very nice weekend. If they don't, however, it may be a long weekend. But again, three games for the Royals and the Angels over the weekend. Tonight, 7:15 at the K. Very nice matchups for the Royals over the weekend. Then they head into, and mark your calendars, write it down, folks. This is going to be fun. Don't get too far ahead. But Tuesday, Wednesday, good matchups against the system, including Wednesday, mark your calendar, Duffman against Madison Bumgarner. Mark it down Wednesday. You're going to see the Royals big, big game for Kansas City. But first, they need to knock out these three. As I said, Dan Duffy going to the mound tonight to try that first win. They take on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday, brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.